You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. This week, we're taking a look back at some of our shows from 2020 that deal with issues that continue to be, shall we say, challenging. That includes education and the complexities of dealing with remote school every day. As parents try to figure out the best remote schooling options, enrollment in alternative online schools rose significantly last fall. Some of these are for-profit schools that get public money from states or public school districts for each student they enroll. They've been around for years. Jennifer King Rice is a professor of education at the University of Maryland who has studied for-profit virtual schools. She says, you shouldn't assume that having experience in remote learning means the school is better.
The way they make money is that they have tend to have much higher student-teacher ratios. And so they have fewer teachers available. And, you know, they also, you know, I think the obvious thing is they save money on their facilities and, you know, what it costs to maintain, you know, a physical school plant.
What might a student-teacher ratio look like?
Well,
like how big are class sizes?
They can get quite big. The mean of, you know, across all virtual schools in a recent study that we did was about 44 students per teacher in a virtual school compared to about 16 students per teacher in the national average across the board in brick and mortar schools. There is a lot of variation, though. So, you know, this is not a one size fits all. You know, there are some virtual schools who have student teacher ratios that are as high as, you know, 1,200 students per teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like college. And that's a K through 12 school, potentially?
That's a K through 12 school. So, you know, picture very large virtual classrooms where, you know, a teacher either has a pre-recorded or, I guess, maybe in rare instances, a synchronous lesson where, you know, 1,200 students from home are engaging in that curriculum.
And what do we know about outcomes? I know with charter schools, it's not always easy to measure, or maybe there isn't a lot of oversight. Do we know whether these schools work?
Well, it really depends on, you know, the school and the arrangement with the school system. So, you know, there are some virtual schools that deliver reasonable outcomes, but this has been extremely uneven. Virtual schools have been highly under fire. And, you know, increasingly, there's been greater accountability for virtual school outcomes by state legislatures. In this study that we do every other year, we track a legislation that's coming out around virtual education across the states. And in recent years, we've seen much more focus on accountability and, you know, trying to hold virtual schools to the same standards that we hold traditional brick and mortar public schools. So I think that has been a struggle. This seems like a good option, but in many cases, the test scores really don't measure up.
Jennifer King Rice is a professor of education at the University of Maryland. Tell us your virtual school victories, failures, or just funny stories, or send us your questions via email at mptech@marketplace.org. You can also call or text us at 802-877-TECH. That's 802-877-TECH. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.